All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I am a middle-aged adult now, and I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. At the time of this story, I was in my freshman year attending the University of Tennessee. The Smoky Mountains are about an hour from the campus. My friend group and I often traveled up there to hike and chill in general. One day, we decided to skip school to go hiking because it was over 90 degrees in the valley. We did inform our parents of our plan and that we would be back no later than noon the next day. Of course, this is the days before mobile cell phones. We traveled nearly 2 hours in order to get to our spot, quote-unquote. Of course, being young kids at the time, we got whatever alcoholic drinks that we could scrounge up and didn't want to get caught with them. There were four of us, and we felt pretty comfortable on our own in this situation. My friend suggested that we go farther to escape the heat and avoid getting caught underage drinking. As we traveled another 30 minutes or so, the check engine light came on in my friend's car. He shot me a panicked look. My other two friends were too busy drinking to realize what was happening. We quickly turned around and headed back the way we came. Within 10 minutes, the car was smoking, and we had to pull over. The engine was smoking, and we had no service. We quickly sobered up, and my friend, who I'll refer to as Shane, said that he had forgotten to get gas in his piece of crap Honda Civic that had a broken gas gauge. It was a nightmare scenario. Not a soul within sight, especially because it was a Tuesday morning in September. We figured in the worst case scenario, our parents would send some police up here to look for us the next day, when they hadn't heard from any of us. Luckily, we had overpacked food and drinks for a couple days. We decided to put the car in neutral, as it was on a downward slope, and have Shane sit in it to push the brake when needed. One of my other friends got in with him, so me and my friend, who I'll refer to as Jared, pushed the vehicle to get it out of the slight ditch that it was in. We figured that if we got closer to the way we came, it would be easier for us to be found. As they descended the slope, Shane could not see fully around the bend, so the farther he went, the more he could see. Me and my other friend are a bit behind Shane at this point, and he is nearly to the bottom of the slope. All of a sudden, we hear the sound of gravel flying about and brakes screeching to a halt. We hear the sound of his horn honking out of control. Then we hear some odd gibberish-type sounds coming from their vicinity. We are super concerned and startled. Shane yells, "What is that thing, man?" And my other friend yells something of the same effect. We approached the vehicle and saw some movement in the tree line, but couldn't make out anything. Shane then says, "Get in the car! I just saw five midgets eating a deer's carcass." We both erupted in laughter and figured he was joking and just saw a deer. He remains stale in his expression, and the two of us look at each other and then the other friend who was in the car with him. I'll refer to the friend in the car as Rob. Rob is usually a laid-back guy, but when we looked at him, he was white as a ghost and looked to have sweat dripping down his forehead. Jared then looks at me and says, "I think they're serious." I tried not to let the thought of something so insane scare me, but I looked over to where Shane was pointing and saw something out of a nightmare. There was blood all over the green foliage and what looked to be a deer's eyeball, among other disgusting body parts, strewn about the leaves. The worst part was the eyeball was half eaten. At this point, we are
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tanger Outlets, find hundreds of brands at unbeatable value. Save big on outerwear, must-have handbags, active essentials, classic favorites, footwear, and more up to 70% off. Shop Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. All the best brands, all on sale, every day. Only at Tanger Outlets.
All freaking out. So Shane hops back in, and the three of us push his crappy car as far as we could muster along the fairly flat grade road. We are exhausted and must have gone over a mile pushing that car. We now approached an upward slope in the road and knew that we didn't have the might to push it up there without potential injury. We devised a game plan that we would stay for the night, in hopes of someone helpful coming across the path of our broken-down vehicle. The catch was, we wanted to sleep in the surrounding foliage area to avoid detection from potentially dangerous people or things that could also come across our dire situation and see us as prey. So there we sat, not wanting to make a fire or give away our location to the potential threats that we had seen earlier. The dark truth that none of us wanted to face was the fact that we could have easily been followed that far, considering how slow we were going. We sat there in the dark, with flashlights in one hand and beef jerky in the other, not speaking much aside from the occasional, "What was that sound?" Me and Shane were tasked with staying up the first shift until around 3 a.m., then Rob and Jared would take over. Shane had brought a weapon with him for us to shoot for fun originally, but now it was our only form of defense. Around 1 a.m., we heard the dreaded sound of gibberish, eerily similar to what we had heard earlier. Me and Shane looked at each other, both scared out of our minds. Shane pulled out his weapon and awoke our other two friends. The gibberish woke them up very quickly. The odd thing about it was it sounded like it was coming from above us. We soon realized that it was approaching our direction, and we had heard it directly above us, along with a snapping branch. That's when we realized that it was in the tree that we used as shelter. We all sat there, stiff as a board. Suddenly, we heard three distinct loud thuds and subsequent sounds of gravel footprints. We watched the direction of the vehicle. Suddenly, we hear the terrifying sound of a shattered window and Shane's car alarm going off. We see the lights come on in his car, and that's when we see something that we will never unsee. We were originally confused because we could not see anyone. But then, we saw it. A person that must have been less than 2 feet tall. It was the most unsettling thing I have ever seen. It had a beard, big ears, long mangy hair, disproportionately large feet, and worst of all, it wielded what appeared to be a very large knife. Suddenly, we hear the sound of gibberish again and spot more of them, about five in total. One had what looked like a deer horn in its hand. They all looked alike and of the same stature. We then heard what sounded like a horn being blown, and some very loud, inaudible gibberish. They scrambled back in our direction. At this point, we were all lying in the prone position behind a hump in the ground, covered by the foliage as much as possible. We heard them start to climb up into the tree, and then suddenly stop. Shane peeked up and then dropped just as fast as he had stood. I heard a gibberish sound again. This time so loud, my eardrums hurt. There we were lying down, trying to remain hidden, and we saw one of these creatures standing there, flaring its nostrils, as though smelling for us. It drops down on its knees and touches Rob. Rob then says, "Please, just leave us alone." It must have stood there forever, staring at him, before we heard the sound of gibberish coming from the tree above. It then proceeds to get up and climb the tree. We all sat there without moving or speaking until the early morning. Finally, we hear the sound of a diesel truck engine approaching, and an elderly couple gets out to inspect our car. We run out of our hiding spot and tell them what must have been the most confusing story of all time. He didn't seem to believe us, but said that he would get us some gas and some help. Finally, he comes back after what felt like an eternity with a full gas can and ensures that my friend's Honda Civic will start. He then says, "Make sure you know what mushrooms you're eating next time." When we finally got home, our parents were worried, since it was nearly 5 p.m. We didn't tell them of our overnight terrors, and just said that we had lost track of time. I have always been very close to my grandfather, who is Cherokee Indian. He is the only person I have told this story to. He claims to have had a similar experience with these people before. He told me of the legend of the Yunwi Sunzi, the Cherokee legend of the little people who roam the woods. They are apparently known to antagonize people throughout the years. He added that they are mostly a positive force, but do major harm to those who disrespect them and their territory. He jokingly said, "You can thank your heritage that you're still alive." But part of me thinks that there is some truth to that statement.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.